Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818 301-58-3434. That's where you can call into the show, and you can listen live, or, well, you can listen live, and you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you live on the air with myself, and you can make comments or opinions about today's episode. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And this is the fastest growing radio show in the South. All right? And it's all because of you. And again, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, right now it's 83 degrees at 10:30 in the morning. It's 83 degrees here in the ATL. You know, it's not a lie what they say about July in Georgia. It is hot. Now, today's high is going to be 93 and a low tonight of 71. Tomorrow, we're looking at 95, partly cloudy, and a low of 74. Saturday, 96, scattered thunderstorms, and Sunday, 94, and scattered thunderstorms. But again, it is warm here in Georgia. So stay hydrated, guys, and keep yourselves, wear cool clothing, stay hydrated with water and or either some type of liquid that has electrolytes in it to keep your body good and hydrated, especially if you're going to be outdoors or if you work outdoors or anything like that. Please keep your body hydrated, okay? Keep your body hydrated. Now, let's see, what else? Our word of the day. Our word of the day is, let's do something different today. We're going to use, since this is part of today's episode, we're going to use reparations. And reparations is a noun, and it means money that a country or group that loses a war pays because of the damage, injury, deaths, etc. it has caused. Okay? Reparations. The second meaning is something that is done or given as a way of correcting a mistake that you have made or a bad situation that you have caused. Okay? Something that is done or given as a way of correcting a mistake that you have made or a bad situation that you have caused. That is reparations. All right? Now, today's episode is entitled, Who Tried to Assassinate Donald Trump? Okay? And in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about, do African Americans deserve reparations? Or, you know, do they qualify for reparations? So, as you know, so we're going to discuss the attempt on Trump's life and why does the government owe the African American community? All right? So, in the meantime, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, the first part of the show, we're going to talk about a man that tried to grab a cop's gun to kill Trump at a Las Vegas rally. Okay? And This article comes from Fox News, foxnews.com. You can go to foxnews.com and pull up this article and find exactly what I'm looking at. Okay, a man arrested at Donald Trump's rally in Las Vegas over the weekend told authorities he tried to grab an officer's gun so he could kill the candidate, according to court documents released Monday. The documents also showed that the suspect was in the United States illegally. Okay, he had overstayed his visa from the United Kingdom, and a complaint filed in U.S. District Court in Nevada charges Michael Stephen Sanford, 19, with an act of violence on restricted grounds. A judge denied him bail at a court hearing on Monday. Authorities said Sanford went to a Trump rally on Saturday at the Treasure Island Casino and approached the Las Vegas police officer to say he wanted an autograph from Trump. The court document says that Sanford was arrested after grabbing the handle of an officer's gun in an attempt to remove it. When Sanford was asked by a special agent why he attempted to grab the officer's gun, he replied, "To shoot and kill Trump." If he failed, Sanford stated he booked tickets for a Trump rally in Phoenix and would try to kill Trump there. He added that he had been planning to attempt to kill Trump for about a year, but decided he would act on the occasion because he finally felt confident about trying it. The 19-year-old said in the court documents released Monday that if he were on the street tomorrow, he would try this again. Sanford had a United Kingdom driver's license with him at the time, according to the criminal complaint signed by Secret Service Special Agent Joseph Hall. Secret Service agents said that Sanford told them he had been in the U.S. for about a year and a half, lived in Hoboken, New Jersey, and drove to the San Bernardino, California area before coming to Las Vegas on June 16th. Sanford also told authorities that he went to the Battlefield Vegas shooting range the day before the rally and fired 20 rounds from a 9mm Glock pistol to learn how to use it. Police detectives who visited the range spoke with an employee who confirmed that he provided Sanford shooting lessons, according to the complaint. About 1,500 people attended the Las Vegas rally, which was held in the Mystere Theater inside the casino. Attendees had to pass through metal detectors manned by Secret Service, police, and security officials. So, here's the deal, okay? This guy being from Kingdom, he had overstayed his visa. How does that happen? Okay, is there not any kind of red flags or warnings put in place? It should be like an alarm on your phone when someone overstay their visa. There should be a daily field out there. People that, you know, I know we have government people in every state. So every day, that visa should be revisited. There should be an employee that comes in, turns on the computer, and a list comes up of the people whose visa have expired. And those people should be contacted immediately to let them know that their visa has expired and they should be going to the office trying to extend it, or they should be going home. Right? This kind of stuff has to stop somehow. Somehow this stuff has to stop. Okay? And we are a country that does not have different things in place for this type of stuff to be caught. Okay? We should have some type of parameters in place to cut these visas, to get these people, once their visas have run out, to be able to put a freeze on their bank accounts, to look for them where they say they live. And if they aren't there, you need to look for them. There should be someone in that state, in that city, who works for the government that has a comes into work, and they have a list of people on their computer in their area whose visa has expired. And they know who they are. They know where they live. They should visit that person to see why they're still here or why they haven't gone to the office to have their visas. That should be the deal. All right? That should be the deal. And this guy has overstayed his visa, and now he's wanting to kill Donald Trump, one of our presidential candidates. Okay? One of our presidential candidates. This guy wants to kill him. And then as I found this article, I was looking at different things that, you know, Russia has also warned Trump of people in Russia who have sent out messages or whatever that they're going to be attempting to get rid of Donald Trump. And you know, I don't know how Trump feels about this. This has been really low-key in America. No one's talking about it. But, again, I don't know how he feels about it. But, you know, I'd be worried about someone trying to put a bounty on my head, right? 818-301-5834. Now, in the second half of the show, I wanted to talk about African Americans. Do African Americans qualify for reparations? And the meaning of reparations, if you heard it at the beginning of the show, is a compensation, a wrongdoing, or something that you did to cause harm to someone else. Okay? And let me put it like this. There have been reparations paid in different situations by the United States. The Native Americans have been paid reparations. I even read that back in the Lincoln era, President Lincoln era, the slave owners, get that again, the slave owners were paid reparations. After Lincoln freed the slaves, after the Emancipation Proclamation, after Lincoln freed the slaves, the government, the American government, paid reparations to the former slave owners for income that was lost because of freeing the slaves. Okay? I don't know if that's a wrongdoing or whatever. Okay? So you're going to pay me income because I lost my job? Are you going to pay me income or reparations because my job had layoffs? Are you going to pay me reparations because they fired me from my job? Is that the deal? That sounds like the deal right there. Is that we're gonna pay you because you owned slaves. That was wrong. We're saying that was wrong because now we're freeing the slaves. Why do you free the slaves? Because you say that that's wrong. So you free the slaves. And once you free the slaves, then you turn around and pay the people who held the slaves and took their freedom and had them working for no pay. And you paid them for income loss because now they no longer have slaves to do their work. That is amazing. And then you pay them. How many slaves did you own?
I had probably 8-9 slaves, man. I had 8 or 9 slaves.
I had 8 or 9 slaves. Okay, you had 8 or 9 slaves. We're paying $300 per slave. 3 times 8 is 24. So we're going to give you $2,400 in reparations for those slaves that you owned. Okay, $2,400 is not a lot of money today. But $2,400 right after slavery was like being a millionaire today. You double that every 10 years, and that's the money you get today. That's a lot of bread. That's a lot of bread. And so when you think about it that way, you say, man, they paid reparations to slave owners, people that owned slaves. And when she freed the slaves, they said, you lost money after we freed the slaves, didn't you? Because you didn't have anyone to work for you. And because of that, it was our fault that we freed the slaves from you. So we're going to pay you $300 per slave that you own because of that. That is asinine. Okay? So if the slave owners deserved, reparations for America freeing the slaves, for them not having slaves, for them not losing income, for they didn't have slaves to do their work, then let's flip that over and say, why weren't the slaves compensated, were paid reparations because of what the work that they did for free, the free labor that the slaves did for slave owners all the way up until the Emancipation Proclamation. The work that they did all the way up to when Lincoln abolished slavery or freed the slaves. Why didn't America pay these slaves or give reparations to these slaves for income that they lost all during slavery? Why didn't that happen as well? Why didn't that happen as well? Why didn't America? If you're going to pay the slave owners for having slaves, once you freed the slaves, you turn around and pay the slave owners per slave that they had. They had, like I said, they said, how many slaves did you have? Well, I had eight. I had eight slaves. But once America freed the slaves, I didn't have any slaves. I had to get out there. I had to pick. I had to do my own work. So America said, okay, well, since you lost income from us freeing the slaves, we're going to give you reparations of $300 per slave for losing that income. And they're like, oh my God, $300 per slave? Again, that's $2,400 if you had eight slaves, right? $2,400 back then was just gigantic money. It's like winning the lottery today for millions of dollars. Because if you turn around and take that $2,400, that $2,400, that's not a lot of money today. But if you take that money back then and you multiply that every 10 years, you double that up to today, that's a lot of bread. And that's what that amount of money meant to those people back then. So if you're going to pay the slave owners for having slaves, get them reparations for having slaves, and then you freed the slaves, flip that over and say that we're going to pay the slaves for being enslaved all those years up until we freed the slaves. Why weren't reparations paid to the slaves at that time for income that they lost during slavery? See, they weren't paid while they were enslaved, right? They weren't paid. Okay, slave owners did not pay the slaves. They put them in substandard housing way out in the woods somewhere. And they weren't able to leave the property without them. They had to, clean the house, cook the food, keep the grass cut, tend the gardens. They had to do everything. Wash their clothes, everything. And the slave owners just sat around and got fat. Right? So why weren't the slaves paid reparations at that time as well? So I think that African Americans do qualify for reparations. And there's a guy out there fighting for it right now. So if you guys see anything, a petition or whatever, about reparations, I think that we all should be signing that petition. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call that number, be live on the show, and you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air, okay? So that's a part that I don't understand the hesitation of putting out reparations to the African American community. You know, the government gives everyone a hand up, except for the African Americans. Why is that? Why does that, you know, why aren't we given a hand up? You give hands up to Asians, to Latinos, to the Latin community. You give a hand up to everyone. Everyone else. You've even given a hand up to the Native Americans. People that I say we because I'm an American. People that we did wrong when we came to this country. You even give them hands up now. But the African American community? No. That's not happening. So again, there's someone out there fighting for this, for the reparations. So, if you see that petition come across your face, look at it, read it, and give it thought. I'm not telling you to sign it. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm not trying to sway you. I'm just saying, look at it, study it for yourself, and then make your own decision to sign it or not. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. I'm going to sign off here now, and I want you guys to have a great, great Thursday. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday, so do your thing. Call into the show, and the show is all yours, okay? Hey, guys, this is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Take care.
Your nigga Nate D, you know these niggas straight bang, Big JD, all the way to 21st Street, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Don Chitty,
that's me,
still making tight ass beats, I'm rolling
right
in my broom, I stay sweet, ain't nobody ballin' like me.
It goes, mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the biggest baller of all? I got a 700, a Bentley, and imagine the girls just die when I'm riding past. Live life like I'm selling pies, all Arabian with two or three wives, two or three houses to hide, 10 cars parked outside, and they all got bodies this wide. Follow me as the Learjet flies over crimson tide, 4-bedroom duplex in the sky, nickname lottery, cause I don't stop spinning. When the wheels stop, the chrome keeps spinning. Like the 6 moonwalk and shit, I ain't talking, I'm straight living it. It's a wonder I ain't shivering. I'm so frozen and you've been chosen to roll with me and Nate D-O-double-G.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, I've already down 5, I'm already down 5. Only around my block on the weekend, all we do is chase bad, all we do is chase bad. Ask me the weed in the crime, if it stops, then I just say no, then I just say no.
Whenever I drop, you know I give you number one hits, platinum hot. It's so much clarity in my rocks, I'm thinking like it's gotta be somebody greater. Maybe it's not, cause I flow for those who get that dough. Hits for every chick with a size C tit. See that? See, it's like this. I don't mind waving at you kids, but I can't manage to raise my wrist. Jewels so heavy, y'all fools ain't ready. My 22 shot the streets into confetti. Move like Andretti, redlining. Whatever city I'm in, I'm headlining. At 5 a.m., I'm still looking for more. Still getting crunk, still letting it flow. Bar out of Chris, now I'm drinking more. Stomach upset, I feel like I'm about to let it go.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Got my pedal to the flow. It's time I test my 600. Wonder how fast this bitch goes. Wonder how fast this bitch goes.
Just clap your hands, let me see y'all. Everybody, everybody just clap your hands. Let me see y'all dance. Everybody, and everybody just clap your hands. Let me see y'all dance. Everybody, everybody just clap your hands.
Chitty chitty bang bang, Don JG. Rollin' with your nigga Nate D. You know these niggas straight bang, Big JD. All the way to 21st Street. Chitty chitty bang bang, Don JG. Still making tight ass beats. I'm rolling in my room. I stay sweet. Ain't nobody ballin' like me.